Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Rutherford Issues on WGNS is made possible by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric, MTE. Whether you've got kids doing research papers on a school project or maybe you're working from home, United Communications offers award-winning fiber internet and phone service across Middle Tennessee to keep your household seamlessly connected. Learn more about it at mte.com/internet. Well, we're going to be talking about Rutherford County schools today, and school board member Butch Vaughn is here. And Butch, you were in the system so long. You taught principal administration so many years. How many years total?
Oh, Brian, gosh.
You remember?
Well, it's over 50 counting.
Wow.
I went to, after I left MTSU, I went to PCA, and then I taught at MTSU, and so 50 plus years total.
Still at it with the school board, and but this, my question was going to be, this time of the year, do you still find yourself kind of excited for August and the start of school and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, really, you know, it's really a good time, especially living in Murfreesboro. Gosh, there's so many great things going on, you know, with our schools and Dr. Sullivan. You know, we're the best, highest performing school system in the state. And, you know, that's quite an honor, because it takes a lot of work and effort, especially with the challenges that face teachers. And but we've got a group of teachers that are really dedicated, and administrators that really work hard. And, you know, Jimmy's put together a really, really good central office staff that is probably as good as I've seen. You know, he's been very selective. But from Dr. K. Martin, who's a assistant superintendent on down, they're just first class people, and they really know what they're doing.
Well, I know in athletics, Chris Harris retired after many years in the system, and as the county athletic director, Greg Wyatt is now in that spot. But even for athletics, that department grew with the addition of Jenna Jones, the assistant superintendent or assistant athletic director. So county this big, you've got to continue to grow, and that's one area I'm glad to see got some added help there.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, athletics is so important. You know, so many kids involved in athletics, and that, you know, that's the highlight of their life. And it just helps them, you know, become better students and better people. We've got great coaches that do more than just coach, to teach them in football and basketball and baseball, whatever. But they also teach them to be better people. And, you know, like you say, you get to see a game each week. And we've gotten so big. I know I don't see how you cover all of them, but it's just, you know, we've really got great teams. And it's just fun to watch them, be honest with you, and watch these kids grow up and play in college and go on and become good people.
You know, I spend hours, John, we all have some input, but when it comes down to it and putting a football schedule together, it's me sitting at my kitchen table thinking, oh gosh, how are we going to do this? And, you know, you plot the matchups, and this year was even different with, you know, working with Stewart's Creek Television and some of the other student groups to do this county game of the week on Big GTV on the video side of things. And there are steps forward and a step back, step forward. You know, that's how anything goes when you're growing and trying to do something new. But the painstaking process of putting that schedule together, I mean, it's, well, here's one example. And then there are some games, Butch, like week 10, You got to do Riverdale Oakland, especially with how things are going right now and that rivalry.
Yep.
And those two teams started out the season 1-2 in the state. So, I mean, there are some games you circle, and, well, that one is not going to change no matter what. And if I had my druthers, I could move some teams around and whatnot, but it just doesn't work out that way. But my point, to long way to get there, but we've at least got three games in a 10-game regular season for each high school. Which is hard to do, but they're playing each other and some of those and things like that. So, but we do try to spread the wealth around for sure.
Well, I appreciate everything y'all have done for the publicity you give these schools, because, you know, every school, boy, it's important. It's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it. There's so many big games now. You know, we got so many great teams in this region. That, you know, it's hard for y'all to do it all and everything like that. And I know it wears you and John out, but I appreciate you doing it. And the big GTV, you know, I think that's a big thing. And, you know,
it's wonderful to have those students who are in the CTE program, you know, and getting real time, real game experience and something that they want to do in the future. And they seem to enjoy it, and they do a wonderful job. I mean, it is crazy the amount of talent we have, not just in athletics, but in all around. So it's just another opportunity to see a kid grow and flourish.
Yeah, you know, we talked about Will Nunley. You know, I was principal at Central Middle School, and Will came to me and wanted to start doing this broadcasting thing, and he was in middle school, and we hadn't done anything like that. And I thought, man, you know, this is a great thing. You know, I thought it was great, and the kids in school really enjoyed it. But it just goes to show you, Will has gone on to make a career out of it, and is doing great. It's just because, and you know, you mentioned the CTE program, Brian, and you know, 75% of our kids don't go on to college, and so few of them finish. And you know, we need to teach them a skill that they can go out here and make a living and be productive citizens with, and give them opportunity to see some things that they really enjoy doing. Because you know, we had a building trades program when I was principal Oakland that started there, and man, it's just phenomenal, you know, the kids that come through that program and others that, you know, every high school, I think, has a specialty. You know, there's a flight simulator at Siegel, you know, and I wish kids from all the schools that really had a desire could come in and experience what that is. And the only way I think to ever do that is have a centralized CTE center where they can come in from other schools instead of just being at one particular school.
Yeah, that would be a cool kind of thing, you know. So
yeah.
they could, you know, anybody in the county could come to that center and take those classes. And we do some things like that with, you know, like there are kids that go to Motlow actually to take their college courses because they've almost finished with their high school curriculum and things like that. So, but it's that kind of out of box thinking that, I don't know, 15 years ago, we probably thought, well, we'll never be able to do that, you know, but ideas grow from that. So that's the first time I've heard about that, but that might be a good idea to look at in the future.
Know, of course, the thing about it is it takes money, but I really believe that people, the stakeholders in this county, would be willing to put the money together to be able to have that, because they would be the ones to benefit from it.
Yeah, well, the Roscoe Browns and the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air folks, you know, if they can have a group of students that are coming through an HVAC program and know how to work on those, and they're really teaching their future employees, you know, when they, and that's what you call stakeholder. They would have a stake in that program being established. And I know we have some of that here in the county with many industries.
Yeah, and you know, it just I would think that they would, because like you said, they benefit from it. Guys, mm-hmm. have a kid. You know, we have so many, we've got it now where kids can come out of high school with certain different certifications. And you mentioned air conditioning. No, they're certified, and where they can roll out of high school and go ahead and be willing to be go to work with them and be trained. And, you know, just so many things, because one reason Murfreesboro such in Rutherford County is such a great place to live is we've got some really great programs here, you know, and a lot of people are putting Smyrna Ready Mix, you know, they're putting these turf fields in every high school just about. And people like that that are putting money back in the program, you know, I think it's a partnership that where, you know, they would benefit from having that centralized CET program. And I hope I live long enough to see that come about.
Yeah. Butch Vaughn is with us, Rutherford County School Board member. I do want to bring up that you and I, along with many others, I mentioned Greg's name, there are other people involved in this, have been working for months now, I guess maybe over a year now, to come together to do something really special for our high school athletes at the end of the year. And I know that this committee is very excited about what is coming in terms of the Rutherford County Sports Awards. In May, we'll have the first ever event, and it's going to be a big blowout.
I'll tell you, Brian, you know, I'm excited about it, and I know you are, and this committee, you know, we've been working a lot putting things together, and, you know, Greg's doing a good job, and like you say, we're just a couple of months away from having to go ahead and select some people, but this program, awards program for excellence in athletics is something that we hope that kids will remember the rest of their lives, and we want to give them an award that they can show their grandkids about, you know, and in every sport. And that's it's gonna be a big deal. I'm excited about it. You know, it'll be televised, I'm sure, with the WGNS, and you know, it just. Yeah, being able to get on TV, it'd be pretty big deal, in my opinion. Gosh, when I was in high school, I never even thought about the opportunity to ever get on the high school. But
yeah,
it's great, I think, and recognize these kids. And, you know, it's going to be for more than just athletics, I think. You know, just quality of the kids got a lot to do with it, and character and...
Well, in everything that we've talked about, it's, well, can we get another group involved? For instance, you know, all the camera work behind the scenes, all of that's going to be done by Stewart's Creek and Blackman and Laverne and all of these programs coming together to do that. You're going to have, like, Beta Club members helping to get, you know, kids from one place to another. I mean, it's getting a lot of kids involved and honoring the athletes in that. And it's going to be like a, you know, big red carpet type of event. And if you win one of these awards, that's saying that you're the best in Rutherford County, which has the best athletics in the state. So that's saying something. It's pretty tall cotton.
It is. That's great. I mean, I think it's pretty amazing. But I'm excited about letting these kids do it. You mm-hmm. know, they're going to do the whole thing, you know, and it's just it's a great opportunity for them to do it, and it shows showcases, you know, the quality of the kids that we have in Rutherford County. I mean, they're talented, and people need to realize that. It, you know, we take it for granted a lot of times, but, man, I tell you, I think our kids are second to none, you know.
Butch, before our time gets away, you being on the Rutherford County School Board, there will be new school board members. They'll be sworn in, I guess. Is it Monday or Tuesday?
Yes, they start this next Tuesday. Will be
is that the first meeting?
Well, I think the 8th, maybe.
Okay.
That'll be the first meeting. And we'll select a chairperson. Claire Maxwell has been our chair, and she's really done a great job. And we're fortunate to get some carryover. You know, Stan involved. I think Stan's the best school board member that Rutherford County has ever had. He brings a lot to the table. And Caleb Tidwell and Katie Darby, they've been great school board members. And they bring a lot of ideas to the table. And Julie Wishing and Therese McCord are going to be new board members. And we're excited to work with them and get to know them. And, you know, it's a...
They're going to get a trial by fire, aren't they? You remember what it was like to be a freshman.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, the first board meeting, I'll tell you, to go in there and I never forget we had a speaker that got up there and he was sort of critical of something we did. And I didn't know you wasn't supposed to say something back to him. But anyway, I challenged him sort of, and then I was told, whispered, said, hey, we're not supposed to say anything. We're just supposed to sit there and take it. And that was a rude awakening to me, because I wouldn't raise that one. But yeah, you know, the challenge is, you know, with the books, we had to do what was right. And I think that was a great thing about the board. You know, we made decisions to do what was right instead of what was popular. You know, with threats or lawsuits or whatever, but still, we chose to do what's right. And, you know, we all made a decision that, hey, when we go to bed at night, that we're at peace because we did what was right. And we've all worked together really good. We don't always agree. But at the end of the day, we all come together and do what's best and help Doc Sullivan to move ahead.
Well, the school board has, it's a bigger job every day, and just the piles of information that you have to read through and all of that. You're on the board of directors for, you know, one of the largest school systems in the country, and obviously one of the largest here in the state of Tennessee, and to keep it as high performing as it is, as large. I mean, a lot of times the larger the school system, the, you know, less accolades that happen, but that's definitely not what we see here in Rutherford County. So I enjoy my time on the committee with you, Butch, and I'm sure we'll have some time to talk here in the next coming weeks.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm really excited about them, Brian, and you've been a leader in moving that forward, and I appreciate it, and thanks all the WGNS and everybody else that's been involved supporting us.
Yeah. Butch Vaughn.
Take care.
He is a Rutherford County School Board member joining us on today's Rutherford Issues.